seeing they were almost cherry-picking, in a way, those baskets. They were just kind of had somebody up top, and boom, over top, boom, over top. So they were giving up a little bit on the defensive end of the floor in anticipation that Park would miss, and they're able to quick go down the floor.
The question is, do the Eagles have enough firepower to stay with the Panthers for another half?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We'll see how quickly they can run out of gas, or if they'll continue to be able to go toe-to-toe with them here the entire way.
And again, both teams have non-conference games coming up. The Panthers are going to play on February 8th. They're going to play Milwaukee Juno. I'm assuming that's before a Bucks game at the Pfizer Forum. That'll be a 2 o'clock game on February 8th. And then the Eagles, they're going to play a non-conference game on that same day. They're going to play Kakana at Kenosha Indian Trail as part of the Southeast Conference Fox Valley Challenge. So both of them won't have the weekend, you know, to look at, well, what did we do right, what did we do wrong? They both got to get ready for a game on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the one at the Pfizer Forum. They got a big tournament going there this weekend. Wish Sports is putting it on. Park's the Racine team that got invited this year. And they're kind of taking teams from all across the state, and they're putting on a big showcase year after year is the goal at the Pfizer Forum, kind of like a prep series. It's a connection with the Bucks, so that's what's happening this weekend. In conjunction with Wish Sports directly. So a little bit of an exciting thing that's going on in our area, just north here in Milwaukee, and an incredible showcase that's a good partnership for the Bucks to have.
All right. Well, we haven't gotten an update or score on that St. Catharines Prairie School game going on at St. Catharines.
No, it's unfortunately one of the hardest scores, football and basketball, to get has been St. Catharines week after week. So unfortunately we don't have a score.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe Terry Toll is... maybe he's there and he just has not texted us yet with that score, but again, we're here at halftime and we got quite a few Case students out on the floor, and I'll put it this way, impersonating being pom-pom people or cheerleaders.
As some little thing that they're doing with, my guess is football players or whatever the case, but it's a whole group of boys dancing with the POM team, so kind of a cool thing. A lot of schools are starting to do that, so I do have a score update. Union Grove 36, Wilmot 30 at halftime.
Okay.
That comes from Joey Olson, friend of the program. And that's the only one for our area that we do have a score of so far, Dick.
Yeah, you can look on ScoreStream, and you'll never get a St. Catharines partial score there.
No, unfortunately not. First match again, come to the North Carolina ScoreStream over the 20, and then I'll schedule to the... Yeah, it's called the Deer District Prep Showcase. So there's 10 teams, 5 games are played, 7 of them are ranked. 14-3 is the average record.
Okay.
Wish Sports just posted a little thing. It's Kohler versus Lake Mills, Hortonville versus Oconomowoc, Park versus Juno, which is a team that we cover, Stevens Point versus Sun Prairie East, and Kettle Moraine versus Nicolet. So a bunch of good games. And
yeah.
It's a cool thing that they're putting on with the Bucks and the Deer District themselves.
Yeah, that's a nice venue to play at, too. So,
yeah, I got to do public announcing there for a Cudahy game once. They played Milwaukee Juno for one of those prep showcase games before a Bucks game. Tip-off was at like 1 o'clock or whatever the case, and it was a cool game. being able to announce a game over the entire stadium of the Pfizer Forum was something I'll never forget, and a really cool opportunity that I was able to partake in.
Yeah, we had an opportunity to cover St. Catherine's Prairie School game there. Those two teams were invited, well, it'd have to be 3 years ago because Peg was the engineer on that broadcast.
That's cool. The teams, I think, have to sell like 100 tickets or whatever to, not necessarily that night, but just Bucks games in general, and then you're able to go. But it's pretty cool that teams have done it. They host, I don't know, 3-4 games per week at the Pfizer Forum.
All right, well, we're just about ready to get this one underway. Both teams taking their last warm-ups. Then we'll get this one underway here shortly. Park leads by 3, 38-35. Had as much as a 9-point lead, but give Case credit, they battled, they stuck in there. Park to get the first possession here. All right, Cole Becker inbounded it to Robinson. Robinson gives it back to Becker, and he loses it to Bull. I should say Farr. Now here's a three-pointer by Bull. That's no good. And the rebound to Moss. Puts it into the hands of Robinson. Coming all the way down, putting up a three now. That's no good. And the rebound goes to Moss. His three-pointer's no good. And Farr with the rebound. Coming all the way down, then tried to throw it back out to McEwen. He wasn't ready. Dylan Dooley was the closest one to it. As Park inbounds, we played almost a minute here already in our second half, 38-35. Now Gwynn, spin move, puts it up and scores. Zaire Gwynn with a spin move and hits it off the glass for two to make it 40-35 as Lewis will bring it across. Now Lewis gives it too far. Far now, there's the dunk that he could not get it to go. Was Collins. Now here's a shot that's good. By Gwynn. And here comes Lewis with it, 42-35. Lewis with the basketball now being double-teamed. And it's taken away by Gwynn. And he gets it up. To Cam Becker, now to Robinson. Robinson's three-pointer's no good. And a rebound to Farr. Farr being double-teamed. Loses it. Goes to Bull. Now Bull tries to come up quickly. Three-pointer is good. Three-pointer's good by McEwen. And it makes it 42-38. Four-point lead for Park. Robinson with the basketball now. Passes over to Cam Becker, and then he gives it to Gwynn. Gwynn on the drive. Gives it back out to Moss. And Moss with a player control foul. So Moss, his second, team first. So here comes Bull with it now. Yeah. Bull almost lost it. Now they're going in corner. Three-pointer is good. Three-pointer is good by Lewis. It's a one-point game. 42-41. 15-20 to play in our second half. Robinson with the basketball. Robinson on the drive. Kicks it back out to Becker, and his three-pointer is good. Cole Becker with the three-pointer, but here comes Fire quickly. Gets it inside, then they lose it. Gets it back, puts the shot up. That's no good by Lewis. Next one was overlaid. Here comes Robinson down to Becker. His shot up is good. Cole Becker with two baskets in a row to make it 47-41. 6-point lead now for Park. Under 15 to play. Fire with the basketball now. Gives it up to Bull. They're trying to get Bull open. Now they go in on the wing. Then he comes inside for the shot. That's no good. Putback is good by Collins. Moss, he'll take a three-pointer that hit the ring, and that's it. Rebound to McEwen. Now three-pointer. No good by Bull. Moss with the rebound. He's going to take it down all the way himself. He'll put it up and score to make it 49-40. 9-point lead now at the 13:45 mark for Park. Fire with the basketball now. Taken away. No, they're going to say a kick. So it'll go to Park, though. They'll say he kicked it. So it'll be Cole Becker, the inbound. He inbounds to Robinson. And stick around after our game. We'll have our DG Sports player of the game. Robinson passes over to Cam Becker. Then he gives it up to Gwynn, who comes inside. So Gwynn's going to go to line to shoot, too.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That falls on Lewis, his third. His third. First one up is good.
35.
And they're questioning the score. They're questioning the score. And I know what the score was. 38-35 it should have been.
It should be 51-43. The park coach came over to Casey and said something. Yeah. And Casey's coach came over and said something. So.
There we go. Well, it takes the DG Sports team.
Coach Burst came over. He said, "Dylan, what do you got?" I said, "I got 43. He said, "Well, let me say something." I'm glad it got corrected, though. That's all that matters.
That's the main thing. All right, 51-43. Case to inbound. 13:20 to go. Get it in the bowl. Bowl now is going to give it up to Lewis. Lewis now to Fire on the wing. He's looking for someone to get it to. Gets it to Bowl. See if he turns around for that fadeaway. Tries to come inside. Can't get it to go. I'll say a jump ball. It stays with the Eagles. So it'll be McEwen to inbound. Got to get it in. gets it in. To fire. His three-pointer hit the ring. No good. But he flags it down. Okay, that falls on D. Lee, on Robinson, his third. Robinson coming all the way down, putting it up, can't get it to go. He's playing with three fouls. Here's Bull now. Bull gets it to Collins. Now from the corner, the three-pointer, in and out, no good. And Betker, that was Cam Betker, got it down to Gwynn. Robinson to Gwynn. And it's a 10-point lead now for Park. Anthony Bull now taking it all the way down. Brings it back out to McEwen. He goes across court for the three-pointer. That's in and out by Lewis. Down to 12 to play. Robinson will walk it up this time. Eat a little bit of clock. Now they go in the corner to Betker, who comes back to Gwynn. So credit Cole Betker with the assist to Gwynn. And we got a full timeout called by Case, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Back to live action here, 11:58 to go. Park by 12 now. 55-43. Bull to inbound. And he'll inbound to Lewis. Under 12 to play now. Lewis with the basketball now, passes over to Bull. Bull goes over to Farr. Farr tries to come down low, he does. To Lewis, and Lewis scores to make it 55-45. Robinson will walk it up, 11:35 to go in regulation. Now they go in the corner. Now back out to Robinson, and then he goes to De Leon trying to come inside, and it's stripped away. Stripped away, and then a reach-in foul on Park. That falls on Robinson, his second. So he doesn't have three, he's only got two. 55-45, here's Lewis. He gives it up to Collins. And then Bull had the three-pointer and tried to throw it down low. And Lewis comes back out. Now it's on the floor. And Collins was sitting out of bounds. So it goes back to Park. 11, under 11 to play now. In regulation, Robinson gets it to Betker. That's Cam Betker looking for someone. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson throws it back out to Gwynn. And then Gwynn loses it. And they'll call a foul on the Eagles. That falls on Collins, his third. Team first. So 10:44 to go in regulation. 10-point lead for the Panthers. Here's a three-pointer that's airballed. Saved, though, and here comes Bull the other way. Gets it down quickly to Williams. Williams and the Bull back out to Lewis. Now Bull with it. Tries to go down low, and it's taken away. Taken away by Cole Bedker. They put it into the hands of Robinson, driving all the way down, putting up a floater. That's no good. That fouls on Coppage, his first. Team second. Checking back in will be Fenderson for the Eagles. So the Panthers inbound it. Comes in to Cam Bedker, and he gives it up to Zari Gwynn. Gwynn now being hand-checked, and they'll call it the reach-in on Lewis. That's his fourth. So he'll check out as Fire checks back in. 10-11 to go. Robinson gets it in to Bedker. Back to Robinson, and he loses it to Fire. Up to Bull, who goes behind his back and scores. And count the basket. Count the basket. That fouls on DeLeon, his third. Team fourth. So Anthony, first time tonight. Misses it, but they get it back. And Bull puts it up and scores. Bull with the one-handed putback. Makes it 55-49. Now they throw it down quickly to DeLeon. Now Robinson with the three. That's good. Isaiah Robinson with a three to make it 58-49. 9:35 to go. Fenderson gives it up to Bull. Now they go on the wing to Fire, and then he drives inside. Tries to put up a reverse layup. That's no good. Rebound went to Cam Bedker. Now it's in Robinson's hands. He almost loses it. Now he gives it to Cole Bedker. Now they come inside. Shot up is good by Zari Gwynn to make it 60-49 at the 9-minute mark. 11-point lead. Now they give it to Farr. Now they go in the corner to Bull on the wing. Now he brings it back outside and shoots the three and hits it. Anthony Bull with the three, keeping him in this game. 60-52. Robinson will walk it up with an 8-point lead. Throws it in the corner. Cole Bedker back to his brother. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good by DeLeon, and here comes Eagles the other way. Here's a floater by Farr. That's no good. And a rebound. Came down to DeLeon. They'll get Farr for the... That's his second on Farr. Team fourth. Checking back in is Moss. 8:16 to go in regulation. Robinson with the basketball. Passes over to Moss on a wing. Now they get it back out on top to Cole Bedker. Cole Bedker now to his brother. The three-pointer is no good. The ball's on the floor. Moss gets it back. Count the basket, I believe. Yes. Moss with the putback. That falls on Farr, his third. All right, Moss is 2 for 2 tonight. We're not used to that, are we, Dylan? From Jackson. And he makes it. 63-52. 7:50 to go. Williams with the basketball now for the Eagles. As the time ticks away, Bull now. Back to Williams. Back out on top to Bull. Trying to set up Bull for a three. Now they go down low to Collins. And then he kicks it back out to Williams, knocked out of bounds by the Panthers at the 7:30 mark. So Williams inbounds it. The Bull. Bull now gets the screen, comes inside. Fadeaway shot is no good by Bull, and the rebound. Came down to Gwynn, but we got a foul coming up on Gwynn. That's his third, team fifth. 7:19 to go, Bull to inbound. Finally gets it in. Moss intercepts it. Gwynn tries to take it down. And knocked out of bounds by the Park Panthers at the 7:13 mark. So they get in the far. Far now, being guarded by one of the Bedkers. Comes inside, hand checks. And it's thrown out of bounds, and Park will have it back. Checking back in will be Lewis for Coppedge for the Eagles. So Robinson inbound to Gwynn. We're under 7 to play now. 63-52. Park with the lead. Robinson coming all the way down, putting up a wild shot that's no good, but drew the foul. That foul's on Collins. That's his fourth. Team sixth. So Isaiah at the line for two. First time tonight. First one up is good. Make it 64-52. Second one up is also good. Shooter's touch. 13-point lead now, 65-52. As Lewis walks it up. Got to start going a little quicker. Lewis with the basketball yet. Brings it all the way out. Then it's taken away by Moss. Tries to do the one-handed jam, that's no good. And Williams bringing it the other way, pulling up, shooting. It's only a two. It was on the line, only a two to make it 65-54, 11-point lead. Closing in on 6 minutes to go. Now we get it to Gwynn. Gwynn with a floater, that's no good. And good positioning by Williams. But Robinson takes it back, pushes off. Pushes off. And they're going to call a foul on Williams, his first. Team seventh. So Robinson at the line as he pushed off. Two for two for Isaiah. First one up is good. At the 6 minute mark, 66-54. Second one up, shooter's no good. Went off a fire, but they say the Park player touched it last. So 5:59 to go. Bull will bring it across. Bull with the basketball now. Almost loses it. Turns around, shoots, and scores. Anthony Bull with a turnaround. Nice 8-footer to make it a 10-point lead for Park. 5:35 to go. Gets it over to Gwynn, who loses it. Now it'll go back. Go back to Case. Big possession here for the Eagles. Three-pointer is no good. And a rebound to Becker, down to Gwynn. Gwynn will put it up and score. Credit Cam Becker with the assist there. 68-56. As Williams brings it down, puts it into the hands of Lewis with 5 minutes to go. Now he gives it up to McEwen. McEwen almost with a walk there. Gets it back out on top to Bull. Now they go inside and then they pull back out. It is Williams. 4:50 to go. Now a fadeaway by Williams is good. Makes it 68-58. Isaiah will bring it across at the 4:30 mark. Coming inside and not scoring are the Panthers. And here comes Fire down to Bull. Bull will put it up and score and count it. Count the basket, that finger roll layup by Bull. Okay, one for one for Anthony. That foul. That foul was on Robinson. That's his fourth. He misses it. Rebound to Cole Becker. And Robinson will bring it up at the 4 minute mark. Gets it back outside to Gwynn. Gwynn comes inside now, puts it up, misses. And here comes Bull. Down to Fire. His three pointer in and out, no good. Rebound to Gwynn. He'll take it down to Robinson and count it. Isaiah Robinson with the basket and a foul coming up on Farr, just trying to get back there and defend him. That's his fourth. All right, Isaiah, 3 for 4 from the line, 70-60. Park with a 10-point lead. And count that one, 71. Gave it to the wrong team. Gave it to the wrong team. There, now it's right, 71-60. As Bull brings it across. Bull now coming inside. Gets it back out to Williams. Williams now to McEwen. Now a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Lewis and a timeout called by the Eagles. Thirty-second timeout, so we'll just keep it here. 71-63.
Dick, while we're in a timeout here, scoring through this point in the game, Zari Gwynn leading the way for Park with 19. They have two players tied at 18, Isaiah Robinson and Jackson Moss both. For the Case Eagles, 22 points, Anthony Bull, Michael Lewis 13, and Miles McEwen with 10.
All right, 71-63. 8-point lead for the Panthers. 3:20 to go. Gwynn with the basketball. Trying to get it to somebody. Now comes inside. Gets it to Becker. Becker puts it up. Count it. Count the basket by Cam Becker. They're going to say that foul was on Coppedge, his second. So free throw up is no good, but the rebound to Moss. Moss trying to put it up and scoring, and count that one. Jackson Moss with the basket. And that's it for Collins. That's his fifth. So Moss at the line, 4-1. He's perfect tonight. 3 for 3. Make it 4 for 4. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake base filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Count the basket by Isaiah Robinson as we get back to live action. That foul was on Collins. That's his fifth. Isaiah's 4 for 5. 78-63 now. And double bonus the rest of the way for the Panthers. His shooter's touch free throw is good to make it 79-63. A 16-point lead. Now it goes out of bounds. Lewis took his eye off of it. So the Panthers will inbound. 16-point lead with 2:44 to go. We'll be naming our player of the game here shortly. They get it to Gwynn. Gwynn comes inside, puts it up and scores. So count the basket by Zari Gwynn. Free throw's no good, but Moss tries to intercept it, but he stepped on the line. So Lewis gets it in. Then they go down low to Williams, now in the corner. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound, though, to Bull. Bull tries to come inside. They overlaid it. And here comes Gwynn the other way. With 1:58 to go, Zari Gwynn gives it in the corner to Moss. His three-pointer's no good. Now they go in the corner. That three-pointer's no good by Lewis for the Eagles, and Moss with the rebound. They'll walk it up slowly, I would think. Betker to Betker. Now it's in Zari Gwynn's hands. And Zari Gwynn can't get it to go. Now Bull with a three-pointer. That's no good. And another rebound to Cam Betker. And he puts it into Robinson's hands. And they'll bring it up. Our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Zari Gwynn from the Park Panthers. We'll hope to get an interview with him after this one's over. Dylan will try to flag him down. 50 seconds to go, 81-63. Park's going to go to 16-1. 16 in a row now since that loss. Inside to Gwynn. His shot up, no good. Bull with the rebound. And then we got a reach-in foul on the Panthers. Again, our DG Sports player of the game tonight is Zari Gwynn. Checking in will be Jordan Evans, a 6'4" senior forward for the Eagles. And Dylan Uran, a 5'11" junior forward. With 39 seconds to go, Bull 0-for-2, make it 1-for-3. Makes it 81-64. Yeah. Second one's good too. 81-65. Cole Becker will take it up slowly with 30 seconds to go. See what they do. Get it back out to Zari Gwynn with 20 seconds to go. Zari Gwynn still with the basketball. And they're just going to let it run out. And that's our ball game. The final score, it's Park 81. Racine Case 65. Park improves to 16-1, 10-0 in conference. Case drops to 9-8. 5-5 in conference. Better get him. Right here.
Okay. This talk?
You're okay. Talking. So we're with our player of the game now. You can hold it. Zari Gwynn, did I pronounce that right?
Yep.
I practice it because it's either your aunt or your mother was the first time we had you. Thought it was us that was pronouncing it wrong, and we weren't. So we wanted to make sure we got it right tonight. Talk a little bit about the Panthers after that loss to St. Cats.
We just wanted to go
16 in a row now.
Yeah, we just wanted to go on a roll. We feel like we shouldn't have lost that game. We know we're better than that. And I know we finna keep going, keep winning. We trying to be state this year.
Well, things line up pretty good for you. You just beat a team, a very good Greenfield team that's in your sectional. So you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but things are lining up that you could be making a trip this year to Madison.
Yep, you just got to keep working, just keep working.
So your next game will be part of that WIS Sports that Dylan talked about at the Pfizer Forum, Milwaukee Juno.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a tough one, but we're going to battle.
You battle. So to talk about your team, what Dylan and I see is you don't care how many points you score, whether it's you, Isaiah, the Betker brothers. It's just about winning. You play team ball.
Yeah, because we all brothers. Everybody going to eat. Everybody going to eat on our team. That's our motto. Everybody going to eat.
So what did Coach Robin, What did Coach Robbins say to you at halftime when you were only up by three?
He told us, just keep working. He told us, we just got to box out like the simple things, little things. We wasn't doing the little things.
Okay, well, congratulations on being our DG Sports Player of the Game, and you got a nice future left, Zari, because you got two more years after this year.
Yeah, I'm going to keep putting on the show.
Okay, well, congratulations tonight on being our Player of the Game. Go enjoy this one. That's Zari Gwynn, our DG Sports Player of the Game. All right, that's going to conclude our broadcast from the Case Fieldhouse. My thanks to Joe Arbinger, AD, at Case for accommodating us and all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be February 11th from the Waterford Gymnasium when the Wolverines will host the Burlington Demons. Pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m. As we mentioned, next up for the Panthers will be a non-conference game on February 8th when they will play Milwaukee Juno at the Pfizer Forum in a 2 p.m. tip-off. Next up for the Eagles will also be a non-conference game versus Kaukauna on February 8th from the Kenosha Indian Trail Fieldhouse as part of the Southeast Conference Fox Valley Challenge. The game will tip off at 2:30 p.m. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rosefa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on February 11th for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Park 81, Case 65. Park improves to 16-1 overall and 10-0 in conference. Case drops to 9-8 overall, 5-5 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night. Okay.
matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. That she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you?
you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Oh, address it to my wife.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. With eggs in short supply due to bird flu, some customers are engaging in egg hoarding. KCBS's Matt Bigler says some Costco locations are taking steps to prevent it.
Thank you for shopping at Costco.
Like many grocery stores, Costco has been selling out of eggs on a daily basis.
All the egg substitutes were gone. Everything was gone at 10 o'clock.
That's why Mike Hahn arrived right when the store opened to get his eggs. Some customers have been buying hundreds of eggs at a time.
Not fair to the people who can't be here because they're working at 9 a.m. in the morning.
This store is now limiting shoppers to 3 cartons per person.
13.49.
A Costco employee says some customers who bought too many eggs have been returning them past their expiration date. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Foster City, California.
The Senate confirms Russell Vogt, the controversial architect of Project 2025, to lead the powerful White House Budget Office. Democrats added commentary in protest as they voted no on Vogt, which led the presiding officer to speak over them.
Mr. Padilla.
No debate is permitted during a vote.
Mr. Paul. Mr. Peters.
Vogt, who headed the OMB during President Trump's first term, was confirmed this time on a party-line vote of 53-47. Groups representing federal workers say they are filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration to prevent the shutdown of USAID. Tom Hart is the CEO of Interaction, which represents about 170 non-governmental agencies. He tells Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan of his concerns.
We are worried that after 90 days, so much damage will have been caused to this that it'll be extremely hard to restart programs on the ground. We have no problem with a review. We do have deep concerns with dismantling the system before you do the review.
Meantime, more lawsuits are challenging the access the White House task force known as DOGE has to government payment systems. And attorneys general in several states say they will also sue. More on that from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
They will file suit in the coming days to try to block DOGE's access, believing it's an extra legal or illegal attempt to potentially jeopardize the personal data of Americans.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has spoken exclusively and under condition of anonymity with a current FBI agent who worked on January 6th cases and now fears retribution from the Trump administration for doing his job.
What was it like filling out that questionnaire, saying what you did and when you did it?
Really demoralizing. Defeated. We all feel defeated. And really for nothing.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger.
Deborah Davis enjoys her job as a school cafeteria worker, and she also loves helping to feed the homeless in her free time.
You don't understand the joy that I get from feeding people. That I'm making a difference in their life.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Virginia McCaskey, the longtime owner of the NFL's Chicago Bears, has passed away at the age of 102. WBBM's Rick Gregg has more.
George Halas's daughter, Virginia, ran the team for more than 41 years, though she delegated most of the operations to her children. A devout Catholic, Mrs. McCaskey cherished the team and her father's legacy, attending nearly every game, home and away, and using the franchise's power to raise millions of dollars for charity. She was truly a matriarch, 11 children and 65 further direct descendants down the line. A statement from the family says, quote, "While we are sad, we are comforted knowing Virginia Halas McCaskey lived a long, full, faith-filled life." Rick Gregg for CBS News, Chicago.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. eased for the third week in a row. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says that the rate fell to 6.8% from 6.9% last week. A year ago, it averaged 6.3%.